here's a story from The World.
Restaurants have been hit hard by all the lockdowns during the pandemic, but new data from a UK government program suggests they may have a solution. The World's Bianca Hillier reports.
Getting customers back into diners, cafes, and pubs is key to revitalizing the restaurant economy. That's why last month, UK Finance Minister Rishi Sunak announced a program called Eat Out to Help Out.
Meals eaten at any participating business will be 50% off up to a maximum discount of £10 per head for everyone, including children.
50% off per meal per person, alcohol not included. The plan is only running through August on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. Restaurants aren't losing any money. The government reimburses them for the discounted amount. So far, the program is working. Listen to these numbers. Diners have used the 50% discount on more than 35 million meals, amounting to restaurants getting more than $230 million in reimbursements. And according to the reservation app OpenTable, eateries have been 27% fuller than they were last year before the pandemic. One diner taking part in the program told the AFP he likes feeling like he's doing his part to help out.
Yeah, I think in the situation where people are at home on furlough, like myself, I think it's nice to get out and do a little bit for the community. You know, the government are giving back to us, and I think it's great that we're giving back to the people who need it a lot.
About 85,000 restaurants have signed up for the program, including a pizza chain called Franco Manca. Vicky Barber, the chain's head of marketing, told ITV News the scheme has been so successful that they've expanded their hours.
So we open the restaurants early and they've been really busy. It's a great feeling and an absolutely great initiative from the government that we're keen to support as well.
Not everyone is on board, though. Hospitality staff have taken to social media saying the influx of customers is exhausting. Many establishments have had to cut employees due to the pandemic, making it more difficult to manage a full dining room of hungry clientele. Then there are the businesses who question the program. When it was announced, I spoke with Joe Paini, who runs the Ginger Italian restaurant in Surrey, outside of London. He told me he didn't want to sign up for the discount program because he didn't have time to go through the reimbursement process it requires.
When we're trying to come out of the debt that this 3 months closure has left us in, why give us the workload of asking for it back? I think it sounds stupid. We need the money now, like today.
Today, Joe and I caught up again on the phone. I asked him if he ended up signing on to the program.
So I did for like a day, and then 4 days before it started, I opted back out again.
Joe said it's not that he thinks the program is useless. In fact, he hasn't heard anything bad about it from all his restaurant friends who are taking part. But for him, the owner of a smaller restaurant with a small staff, the logistics cancel out the benefits.
So maybe across 500 customers in the whole week, just giving the bills is a lot of logistics, where you have to remove the alcohol off the bills and then do the discount, then put the alcohol back on again. It would take hours, wouldn't it? I'm already busy enough.
His tables are full tonight, he said, even without offering diners 50% off their meals. He's banking on customer loyalty. But for restaurants without that base, the program is a plus, leading to more diners at tables and more money in patrons' pockets. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier. From PR.